Uniswap adds permission pools on V4 for regulated assets. Uniswap has released permission pools on V4, an open-source standard that enforces trading eligibility rules directly inside the pool contract. The launch was flagged by CoinMarketCap on July 24, 2026, and it targets a specific problem: how to trade regulated or tokenized assets on a public automated market maker without letting anyone in the world touch them. Until now, decentralized exchanges treated permissionlessness as the whole point. Anyone with a wallet could swap into any pool. That model works for a governance token, but it breaks the moment an asset carries legal conditions on who may hold it, such as a tokenized stock, a money market fund share, or a regulated stablecoin restricted to verified users. Permission pools let the pool itself run that check before a swap clears. Compliance enforced by the contract, not a gatekeeper. The mechanism sits on top of V4's hooks, the plugin system that lets developers attach custom logic to a pool's lifecycle. A permissioned pool uses a hook that validates a trader's address against an allow list or credential before the swap executes. If the address does not meet the pool's rules, the transaction reverts. Nothing settles. That is a meaningful design choice. The check is not bolted onto a front-end website or handled by an off-chain intermediary that can be bypassed by calling the contract directly. It runs where the trade happens. A trader who routes around the official interface still hits the same on-chain rule. Because the standard is open source, issuers and compliance providers can build their own eligibility logic against it rather than waiting on a single vendor. An asset issuer that already runs Know Your Customer checks can point the pool at its own verified address registry. The pool inherits Uniswap's liquidity plumbing, while the issuer keeps control over who transacts, bridging tokenized assets and public liquidity. The timing lines up with a broader push to put regulated instruments on public chains. Tokenized equities have been picking up real volume. On the same day the feature surfaced, Uniswap founder Hayden Adams noted that a dozen tokenized Robinhood stocks were each clearing more than $500,000 in daily volume on the exchange. Those assets often need holder restrictions that a fully open pool cannot provide. Permission pools give that category a home. A tokenized treasury fund or a compliance-restricted stablecoin can now access AMM-style pricing and depth while still honoring transfer limits. For institutions weighing on-chain settlement, the appeal is using the same liquidity venue retail already trusts, without accepting an anything-goes counterparty set. This also fits the direction European rules have taken. The MiCA framework that narrowed roughly 3,000 EU crypto firms down to a few hundred licensed operators rewards infrastructure that can prove who is on the other side of a trade. On-chain eligibility checks are one-way protocols answer that demand without abandoning open code. The trade-off inside permission DeFi. The obvious tension is that a permission pool is, by definition, not open to everyone, which cuts against the ethos that made Uniswap what it is. Uniswap's answer is that the base protocol stays neutral and open, while individual pools opt into restrictions only when the asset requires them. A standard governance token pool is unaffected. The gating is a feature a pool creator switches on, not a policy applied across the exchange. There is still a practical caveat for anyone building on it. An on-chain allow list is only as trustworthy as whoever maintains it. If an issuer's credential registry is centralized, the pool inherits that central point of control, which is a different risk profile from a standard AMM pool. The compliance guarantee moves on-chain, but the identity layer feeding it still lives with the issuer. For crypto users, the near-term effect is narrow. This does not change how a governance token or a memcoin trades. It matters most to holders of tokenized real-world assets and to the funds and issuers deciding whether public AMMs can host regulated products. Those pools sit alongside the tokenization and index efforts already moving on-chain, from S&P Dow Jones and Pantera's revenue-screened crypto index to enterprise stablecoin rails.